Great. So, hello everyone. Hello and welcome. Makes me so happy to be with you and see you. What a joy, what a gift for us to be able to come together in this way. Even though we are separate in space and maybe even in time. For those who are listening later on audio dharma, but we come together to practice. We come together to practice. So this makes me also happy to see your faces on Zoom. Yay! It's a gift to me. So for our practice together today, the theme I'd like to invite us to explore is this. So, in the practice of metta, cultivating loving kindness, metta, the four traditional phrases, and we offer them during happy hour, and they go something like this. And there are different variations of them with by different teachers, etc. But basically, they go something like this: may I be safe, or may I feel safe. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I have ease? And then could be, may you be safe? May you feel safe, happy, healthy, ease. So safe, happy, healthy, ease. So for the first one, the first wish, the first cultivation having to do with safety, with feeling safe, with being safe, offering safety. Second one with second wish with mental happiness, and then the third with the physical happiness, which is health, and the last one is just overall ease in life, taking care of oneself happily, how one's life flows. So tonight I'd like to focus on the first wish, which is safety, one of safety. And sometimes that appears actually as an odd one. I remember the first years of my practice. I could get the, yeah, may I, may you, may they be safe, may they be happy and healthy and have ease. Yeah, especially the happy and healthy one I got. Yep, sure. It's a wish. But safety, wasn't quite sure. And then some teachers also put it in the order to be the second or the third after happy and healthy, whereas I think traditionally it's actually the first one. So why safety? Why is safety important? Let's explore that a little bit. So I'll share from my own experience that years later, when I was doing intense retreat practice, it occurred to me, and I was playing with the orders and saying them in different orders, just exploring these sentences, these phrases, these ways of cultivating metta. I realized that actually feeling safe or being safe is the precursor of all the other ones. Until you feel safe, until you are safe, there's a sense of basic sense of safety. Those other happinesses, physical, mental ease, they can't really happen. Really, safety is the basic one, is the basic need for safety. Almost if we thought of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, kind of it's very basic, you know, sense of having shelter and food, and just kind of the safety is very, very basic, very basic. And also there's other psychological research with Bowlby's attachment theory that safety, when we feel safe, there's a sense of safety that for many of us starts with our relationship, our parental relationship with our moms, and the sense of safety. Ah, then all those other happinesses, physical, mental, get laid on top. So this wish for safety that we cultivate, may I be safe? May I feel safe? May you be safe. May you feel safe. Again, there are different versions of that. I'll talk about that in a moment. This wish for safety, cultivating or feeling into safety is really, really important. Really important. And often when we're practicing, the sense of safety, if we feel safe, if our hearts feel safe, it's really hard to concentrate if you're sitting in an environment and if you're feeling scared. It's really hard for the heart to settle, for the mind to settle and have any level of concentration or samadhi or stillness. There'll be a lot of agitation if there isn't safety. So it's an important one to really bring attention to bring awareness to and cultivate in our wish, in our turning our mind, our hearts to it. And just another thing I want to say before we start practicing and exploring is sometimes the extended phrase is, may I be safe, may I feel safe from inner and outer harm, inner and outer harm. And then inner harm is what is how we harm ourselves. Through our thoughts, our actions, emotions, basically the three poisonous roots, greed, hatred, and confusion, that take our own safety away in our own heart. And then there is external safety. May I feel safe from outer harm. And another aspect I want to bring in is, can we be safe? Can we offer safety to others? Can we be a safe person for others? That's really important so that they are not scared of us, they're not afraid of us. May I be safe? May I be a safe haven? May I be safe for others? May I be safe? May others feel safe in my presence. So that can be another aspect, another way that we can explore this first beautiful phrase of metta. So I've spoken plenty tonight about this safety theme. Let's practice together. So I invite you to land in your meditation posture. See how the sense of safety, what do you need? You need to shift and move. If you need to lie down, if you need a blanket to wrap yourself in or a shawl, and now I feel cold. Okay, so here I'm going to take care of myself. What do you feel? What do you need? What do you need right now? To tap into, to feel into. A sense of containment, contentment, safety. This present moment, can the heart relax? Relaxing, softening the body. Landing, relaxing into the muscles. To your sit bones, to your feet, to your legs. Feeling a sense of safety that the cushion, the chair is supporting you. The laws of gravity are not suddenly going to change. That you'll fall. There's a sense of safety, trust, relying that yes, the chair, the cushion holds you. And it's going to continue to hold you, a sense of safety in being held. And the law of gravity, lawful nature of the law of gravity, letting your body relax into it. And if thoughts are arising, ruminations, can we let go, release, trusting that if they're important enough, they'll come back, trusting that right now we don't need to be thinking this. Do we really? Letting go. Releasing. Landing in the cocoon, in the safety, the ease of this moment. Just as it is. However it is, it doesn't need to be different. Letting the breath be received in the lower abdomen, one breath at a time. Letting the awareness, loving awareness, receive each breath, calming, soothing, settling. One breath at a time. As the breath is breathed in, can we acknowledge that in this moment, there's a roof over our head, indoors. There's a safety from the elements. From the rain, the cold, the sun, whatever might be happening where you are. feeling yourself wherever you're sitting. Acknowledging the safety from the elements with each breath received in the abdomen. Now, if you would conjure up someone in whose presence you feel safe, you can be yourself, you feel safe. Either someone from your life, someone living, or even deceased is okay as long as no grief arises, or an archetype. The Buddha, Kuan Yin, or archetype from any other religion or theology that works for you. Just feeling safe in the presence of this being, this person. Conjuring up their presence as clearly as possible for you. Then notice how your body, your heart can relax, feel safe. Gently drop in the phrase, "May I feel safe?" May I feel safe? If the feelings of lack of safety come up, fear perhaps, worry, self-judgment, in this practice, can we offer those thoughts, emotions, safety? Let your fear feel safe. It doesn't have to go away or be squashed. Ah. Or the worry. Or anything else, any other thoughts or emotions that are arising. Offering safety through and through. No part left out. May I feel safe. May I be safe from inner harm. Offering safety to every part of yourself. See what happens. Be curious. Just as this compassionate being that you conjured up, this kind presence in your life wants you to be safe, wishes you safety. Can we wish it for ourselves as a sharing a blessing? So showering ourselves with a blessing. Fully well knowing that life is uncertain, of course, and yet we cultivate our heart and wishing well, and offering a gift of goodwill. May I feel safe, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. May this being who is me, who shows up in this way, in this body, in this mind, this conditioning, may their, his, her, may their heart feel safe. May their body feel safe. Whatever the circumstances of life, may there be sense of inner goodness and safety, lack of fear, fearlessness, trust that supports all goodness blossom. Now, if you wish, you're welcome to bring in the other phrases of metta. after the one for safety, or just stay with safety. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Maybe after bringing in the other phrases, safety is even more resonant. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May this being who is me, may I be happy and joyful. May this person who is me, may they be healthy. May I be healthy as much as possible. May this being have the benefit, the blessing of health, as much as available. May this being who's me have ease in their life. May I have ease. May this life of mine flow with ease. May I take care of myself happily. May I be safe. May I feel safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. Both for myself, how I treat myself, how I speak to myself. And may I be safe for others. And for the last moment of this practice, can we offer ourselves safety for however this practice period was? Whether there was sleepiness, distractions, instead of judging ourselves, berating ourselves, can we offer safety to our heart, to our minds, and appreciation? Thank you, dear. Thanks for showing up as best as you were able to. You're safe. You showed up. Thank you. I offer you safety. I offer myself safety. And see what that feels like, even for just a moment, to offer ourselves safety. Thanks, everyone, for your practice. So much to explore in this theme of safety. What a rich theme. So we have some time. I'd love to invite you. What did you discover? What came up for you? If you would be willing to share something that you discovered, can raise your Zoom hand, please, or you can type in chat. If typed in chat to me alone, I won't say your name, it will be private. If to everyone, then it will be, they'll read out your name also. So, what did you discover? Friend, please.
I've always been confused by this concept of safety within the meta group, and your acknowledging your own initial confusion sort of helped lead me into wondering about it as I was exploring it. And I was struck by how powerful it was to me as I thought about two men who, when I was a young man, who had been, both of whom had been important to me as mentors, and one dead now, and the other, I just don't know if he's still living. And being with the two of them, it was I'm much older than they were when they were important to me as a young person, but being sort of shoulder to shoulder with them in recollection and feeling was really, really comforting to me. And it also made me recognize that later in my life, when I was able to play the role that they played for me with other young men, I drew a lot of that from them, though not largely conscious of it. But that sense of safety, just like a sense of danger, can be passed down and spread out in ways that are untraceable. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you for your eloquent description of this receiving of safety and then passing it on as a gift. What a gift. Thank you so much. Gita, please.
I've been always finding that safety is a key piece to all of the metta. And until I reckoned with this, it was impossible for me to have any access to the other pieces. And I learned again during this session that sometimes it didn't help me to think of people at all. Not at all. And I do know that some cultures, and mine included, who has been mass traumatized, there is sometimes a level of hypervigilance and innate lack of safety that it's not reflected in one's life. you can do all kinds of courageous things and people would never know. But only through meditation and those explorations, I mean, I recognize that I relate to a lot of things in my life through fear. And I would have never understood that. And interestingly, what occurred to me, I was popping a candy in my mouth during the meditation, and it happened to have the flavor of an ice cream I had as a child. And that recollection somehow provided safety, but no other thing. And I definitely didn't expect that. And also related to that, the way I've been dealing with this notion that I just described and that I've known about for a while, sort of how it can be difficult to feel safe at a very, very elemental level, I've been trying to add to my metta practice to make myself safe for my fear. And just adding that piece and saying, my fear can be a safe place. I can be a safe place for my fear. Even though I would have never even years ago characterized this lack of safety as fear. Fear is way too big a word. It's much more subtle than that. But again, it's sort of how I feel I relate to many things in my life, if I'm really honest. So I hope that makes sense. A bit convoluted.
Oh, absolutely. Made very clear sense. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, of course. And beautiful practice of offering safety to your fear. Beautiful. What a beautiful way to acknowledge it and to work with it, offering safety to yourself and to the fear. And also, I'm just delighted so much, Mudita, for this serendipitous discovery of popping this candy and oh, it's like Proust and the Madeleine, right? It just brought in back the sense of safety. And actually, one invitation I would have, especially knowing that your mother tongue is not English, is to practice offering your fear safety and offering yourself safety in your mother tongue. And I know it's, for me, it's been transformative saying the phrases in Farsi, like this sense of safety that I had when I was a child with my grandmother and my mother. It's like, oh my, wow, it's powerful. And something that you tapped into with this candy flavor opens that up. Beautiful.
It does.
Yeah. Thank you, Gita. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. So powerful. Yeah. Thanks to both of you. For sharing your insights. Powerful. So let us turn to holding each other with safety and offering safety. This is an important part of tonight's practice, offering safety to others. Offering safety to others. How can we listen? Offering safety to others. This is an important practice, people. Please, please, if you can stay, if you have to go, you have commitments, but if you can't stay, how can you show up and offer safety to someone else? How does it look like? What does it feel like to do that? And then notice what it feels like for others to be doing that for you. So let's start with 15 seconds of silent offering safety. May you be safe. May you be safe, people you'll be in a small group with. And then share what you discovered and listen with offering safety. I think this can be very interesting. So let's practice together. Let's practice together in this way. So creating the breakout rooms and opening them. They are open. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, so we have a few minutes for any reflections What did you discover? What did you notice in this practice of offering safety to yourself and others? Jerry says, wow. Jerry, would you like to say more, please? I'm going to ask you to hear. You can unmute yourself. There you go.
Unmute. So I was just, you asked us to, how do can we provide safety to others? And I was just, we were reflecting as a collective about just being here in this Sangha is, and participating is a way of providing safety to others and ourselves and the small groups as well. It's just a extraordinary rich environment. So thank you for all you do. And thanks to everyone here. I think that that's how, at least right now, how I'm doing it. So.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for your participation and everyone's participation in this co-creation of cultivation of safety. Beautiful. Thank you. Other reflections. What did you discover? Especially if you haven't spoken for a while, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're new, what did you discover? Neil, please.
It was a lovely meditation. You know, I found, and certainly the people in my group seem to also, you know, had taken on like a new understanding of how important safety is, you know, and, you know, and how important it is, you know, to make others feel safe and how important it is to make ourselves feel safe. I mean, it was a lovely practice. It was a lovely conversation. I thank both of you. Yeah, there was some discussion about how you know, the relationship between making somebody feel safe and loving them. You know, and that, you know, there certainly is, you know, some, you know, tight relationship there.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's it. It's beautifully said.
It wasn't me, but thanks.
Beautifully explored, co-created by all of you, this relationship between safety and love. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe we'll explore that more on Friday. So we have come to the, thank you, Neil. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for showing up today and cultivating your heart in offering safety to yourself and to all other beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. And now I'll stop the recording.